I'd be remiss if I didn't say that none of this would be necessary if RFK Jr. would just step down and allow someone with the scientific background to run that department, because right now you are seeing the great dismantling of public health in America, and we'll do our part to build it up. But this could be a bumpy couple years, and we're hopeful that this will give people an opportunity to see what the right science recommendations are.
And no, you were lieutenant governor when the pandemic began. You became governor in 2022. Hawaii had one of the highest vaccination rates and one of the lowest mortality rates during that time. Are there lessons that can be learned from that for other states or for the federal government?
Absolutely. What we did was we just expressed in a fair way to everyone what their options were. It wasn't about mandates. It wasn't about anything that would scare people like you're seeing come from RFK Jr. It just was good science. As a physician, I was able to express what I learned as a family practice physician, how you would best protect yourself. We went analytically one community by the next. And what we saw was when people knew that they would have a lower mortality rate, death rate, by getting vaccinated, they made a good choice. So that's the way it's got to go. So we should give credit to the president for his work in his first term on the production of the mRNA vaccine. And we should also make sure that this is not a political question, so that everyone can get access to that vaccination if they want it, if their doctors recommend it. And the same can be said for other research, because move away from bird flu research and mRNA research. That means people will not get vaccinations in the next iteration, which, by the way, is a national security threat. If only China gets the vaccination, say the next time, what's going to happen?